This is going to be the last song of the
hour.
I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in to WRTT. This has been Don Juan Love Hour. This is episode 4. We're currently playing Journeys, Separate Ways, World Apart from Frontiers. This is a good 80s album if you guys ever heard of it.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. From Ipanema to the World, I am Flavio Chames. Tonight, we will be listening to the music of a great pianist called Tenório Júnior. But his biography is somehow different than most musicians we've been talking in this program. He was born and raised in Rio de Janeiro and was considered one of the most important musicians of the Bossa Nova time. At the same time he was playing piano professionally, he was also studying medicine at the National School of Medicine and quickly became one of Brazilian's most sought-after pianists. He had, though, a very tragic story. What happened to him is that in a tour in Buenos Aires in 1976 with Toquinho and Vinícius de Moraes, two very important names in Brazilian music, Tenório Júnior went missing in mysterious circumstances. One night, he was out to buy cigarettes and was never seen again. It was quickly understood that he might have been rounded up by the security forces of the military dictatorship that was happening in Argentina in those days. In fact, that's exactly what happened. He was subsequently thrown in jail, tortured, and murdered. He was 34 years old. He left four children and his wife at the time was pregnant with his fifth child, who was born 1 month after his disappearance. He had been arrested by mistake. As a historian puts, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, carrying an ID from the Musicians Union. Let us listen to his complete LP called Embalo, the only one he recorded as a solo artist during his career. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We just heard the complete album, Embalo, by the pianist Tenório Júnior. He was accompanied in that recording by Rony and Milton Banana, drums, Sérgio Barroso and José Antônio Alves, bass, Celso Brando and Neco, guitars, Pedro Paulo and Murilo, trumpet, Edson Maciel, trombone, also Raul de Souza, trombone, Paulo Moura, alto sax, Meirelles and Hector Costita, tenor sax, and Rubens Bassini, atabaque. Tenório Júnior was one of the most important pianists from the bossa nova times, and in 1976 he was accompanying Toquinho and Vinícius de Moraes on a tour in Argentina. In the middle of the night, he went out to a kiosk to buy cigarettes. He was intercepted by a group of four armed men who got out of a car and forcibly took him away. The newsstand's person, who was about 40 yards away, saw the whole scene. Of course, in those days it did not occur to him to intervene or even to shout. He would clearly be risking his own life. Tenório Júnior was kidnapped and tortured by agents of the military dictatorship, but once they recognized that they had a wrong person, they could no longer set him free. He was murdered in prison. One of the iconic albums he recorded in 1964 is called É Samba Novo by the drummer Edson Machado.
Thank you.
We just heard a few tracks from the album É Samba Novo. It is a new samba by the drummer Edison Machado with the participation of the pianist Tenório Júnior. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flávio Chames. Please join us back next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCTFM 88.3 in Pittsburgh or live stream us on wrct.org.
Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could be mine, won't you be my neighbor?
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're tuned in to From the Basement on WRCT 88.3 FM.
I sit alone sometimes at night in my favorite easy chair, but I always seem to sit and stare. She asked me what went wrong, and I can never seem to say that I can't go on this way. Here to stay.
Sit alone sometimes at night.